talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was the Talking Heads with This Must Be the Place, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to our show producer, Christine Sinanen, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up in January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, both at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. We also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Lowcountry Tile Contractors. And we'll be talking with Jordan Sandlin with Lowcountry Tile Contractors. Also, Ryan Felton with Spectrum Paint Company. JB with Mosquito Joe. And also Ginger Summers with The Treehouse, which is a an outdoor retailer on John's Island, sells all sorts of great stuff like ceramic planters and fountains and anything that you might, wind chimes, lots and lots of great stuff. And then we've got a bonus interview with Robert Lulla. He is one of the organizers of the Southern Style Now Festival, which is happening November 1st through the 4th, right here in Charleston. It moves around every year from a different southern city to another, and it's been in New Orleans and Savannah, and now it's in Charleston coming up, and we'll be talking to Robert about all the great design events taking place with Southern Style Now. Well, have you picked up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine? Oh, it's beautiful. It's got Jamie Huffman. She calls herself the Charleston Blonde. She's a blogger, and she's also a former contestant on Survivor, and she met her husband on Survivor, another contestant, and they've got a beautiful home on James Island. But pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine at home related retailers all over Charleston. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Lowcountry Tile Contractors, and they are located at 1989 Dulcie Road in West Ashley. And now we're talking with Jordan Sandlin with Lowcountry Tile Contractors. How you doing, Jordan?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Jordan, take a moment and tell everybody about Lowcountry Tile Contractors.
Well, we are a local business here in West Ashley, and we predominantly do residential and commercial tile installation. We also do stone fabrication and have our own stone fabrication shop.
Gotcha. Okay. So what, Lowcountry Tile Contractors, you folks are a fabricator. What is a fabricator?
So we are the people that actually cut the stone for your countertops, your vanity tops, fire surrounds, all of that.
Uh-huh. Very good. And I would think that what one of the unique things about Low Country Tile Contractors is that homeowners can come here and not only pick out the stone for their countertops, but then also the tile maybe for the floor or tile for the backsplash or that kind of thing.
Yes, absolutely. So we have a showroom here. We kind of specialize in porcelain, larger format tiles. Those mm-hmm. are really popular right now. We also have a lot of ceramic tiles for backsplashes, for your bathroom, anything. And then a lot of custom work we can do to custom sizes in the fabrication shop.
Gotcha. That's got to be a huge convenience for homeowners because they can kind of when you're building a house or you got a remodel project, you're kind of under the gun. The clock is ticking. Money, time is money, and so you can knock out quite a few decisions in one spot right here at Low Country Tile Contractors.
Yes, definitely. We try and maximize everyone's time here. And we have remnants here at the shop that are great for smaller vanities, sometimes even smaller kitchens or a fireplace surround. We can also send them over to our other vendors that have actual slabs to view. Mm-hmm. So we'll help them decide where they need to go to use their time effectively.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, take a moment, tell our listeners about the process. When a homeowner visits Low Country Tile Contractors and they're looking to get tile and countertops, walk us through.
So usually we will talk a little bit about their style and what they're really looking for. Occasionally they are open to whatever, so then we kind of look at a few different things. There's a lot of options out there, of course, right now. Mm-hmm. For countertops, we do everything from natural stone, which is granite, your marbles, to quartzes are also very popular right now. We'll kind of get a feel for what they like. We will also send a project manager out usually to measure their job and look at everything. And then we will come up with a quote from that, and they'll make selections, and we'll go from there with the installation.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And at what point do you shift gears? Is it the same appointment you might shift gears with the homeowner and start talking about the tile that's going to go on the floor or maybe the shower surround or that kind of thing?
Yes. Yeah. We'll usually talk about everything pretty broadly at the same time because those selections all kind of play off of each other.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, how long has Low Country Tile Contractors been around?
25 years.
25 years. Wow. That's impressive. And we have a lot of newcomers to the Charleston area. And I think that's an important thing to point out because, they may not realize that that Low Country Tile Contractors has been around and has proven you've proven yourself, gone through a couple recessions here and there, and made it out. So that is amazing that you folks have been around that long.
Yeah, it is a good testament to a small business here. You know, it's hard to make it work all the time, but we're lucky in that we've done the work for the same. Sorry, I messed that up. Maybe mm-hmm. we'll
That's
take
okay.
that one out. I lost my train of thought on that.
It's okay. You know, and something else that our listeners may not be aware of, Low Country Tile Contractors does a lot of work, a lot of commercial work, right? Hotels,
yes.
Doctor's offices, things like that.
Yes, everything from what they call upfits in the industry, which is just when you take a commercial space and, you know, rejuvenate it for another client, to brand new hotels.
Mm-hmm. So I point that out just because you must have a lot of happy customers over the years, and commercial work is different from residential work, and to be good at both that's impressive.
Yeah.
Well, Jordan, talk about some of the trends that you're seeing in tile and in natural stone and quartz.
We are seeing still gray is still very popular as a color. We're seeing a lot more browns kind of coming back into style. Mm. And with tiles specifically, the larger format tiles are really taking hold. 12 by 24 used to be considered a large size, and now that looks kind of small next to some other tile sizes. 15 by 30 is a big tile size. We're seeing really big plank tile, which is usually a wood look, porcelain tile, and those come in 8x48s, mm-hmm. and you can lay those in a same pattern as hardwood floor.
Mm-hmm. How about in the outdoors? Are people using tile outside the house?
Yes, there are a lot of porcelain paver options available on the market right now. And also, just for your outdoor porches, you can use a porcelain there. It's great for outside.
Are the porcelain pavers, are those as thick as a regular paver, or are they thinner and can go over like a concrete patio or something?
Most of the pavers are a larger format thickness. They'll be, you know, anywhere from 1.5 centimeters to 2 centimeters.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, can you tell me about maybe some of the projects that Low Country Tile Contractors was involved with this year? And, you know, that's always a good way to kind of illustrate what you folks are capable of.
Sorry. Put me on the spot. Okay. Yeah, he's going to edit that out. We've done a lot of work this year on some churches downtown. We've put in new stone exterior on several. St. Matthew's downtown was one of them on King Street.
On the outside of the...
Mm-hmm. Yes, the exterior stonework. We've also done Tides Hotel at Folly Beach. Mm-hmm. We put porcelain tile in all the rooms there, all the guest rooms.
Very nice, very nice. I understand quartz is a big seller these days. What is quartz countertops? What is that exactly?
So quartz is made up. It is a man-made material of natural materials. So usually it's stone dust crushed up with some sort of resin. They are great with their stain resistance. It's just very easy to care for, and you don't really have to worry about it staining or any acidic, you know, wine or anything like that spilling on it. It will wipe right up.
Gotcha. Yeah, and those are all really important things, but homeowners like quartz because it looks like marble. And
right.
They like those white countertops in
yes.
the kitchen, but marble is not a good material to be used in the kitchen.
Yes, so marble is very, it's a soft material and it's very porous. These quartzes have the same look and they've gotten everything, you know, right with the veining where they look almost identical to a natural stone, but they are much easier to care for.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha, yeah, and people like that. Like that marble look in the kitchen, white countertops and white cabinets, that kind of thing. Well, Jordan, tell me about your fabrication shop that you've got. You folks are in-house fabricators, which means you cut the stone, the stone for homeowners, and then install it. And you've got a pretty impressive fabrication shop right here.
We do. We have 3 guys in our stone shop, a foreman and 2 other stone guys. And we also are lucky enough to have a very nice CNC saw. Mm-hmm. So that has made our life really easy. We can cut stone very fast now. They still do a lot of hand finishing, so we can customize edge profiles, sink cutouts, and really give the customer what they want.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet it's always a challenge to kind of hide that seam in those countertops. I'll bet your guys know some pretty good tricks to do that, huh?
They do. They can work some magic with the seams.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about Low Country Tile Contractors?
We are on Instagram. We're on Facebook as well under Low Country Tile Contractors. Our website is lowcountrytilecontractors.com, and they can always call the showroom and talk to me here in West Ashley. The number for the showroom is 843-763-2161.
And I did want to ask you one more question. You know, your name, Low Country Tile Contractors, do you folks install the tile as well, or do you sub that out?
No, we have our own crew that we run. Some of these guys have been with us for 20-plus years. Installing our tile.
That's impressive because it's sometimes one hand doesn't always know what the other is doing when you're buying the tile and then you're handing it off to the tile installer and they sometimes will kind of look puzzled and be like, what am I supposed to do here? But people are buying the tile here at Low Country Tile Contractors. And the communication must be just constant so that everybody here knows exactly what's going to go into that project.
Yeah, it is. We pride ourselves on knowing exactly what's going on from start to finish with our projects.
And that's pretty unique, too, because you can go to a lot of tile stores here in Charleston, but they'll sell you the tile, but they won't install it. So you know the whole process. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Jordan Sandlin with Lowcountry Tile Contractors, and special thanks to Lowcountry Tile Contractors and Jeff Singletary for hosting today's radio show. Thanks so much. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Lowcountry Tile Contractors, and they're located at 1989 Dulcie Road in West Ashley, and Dulcie Road is between Sam Rittenberg and Savannah Highway, just off of Orleans Road, and now we're talking with Ryan Felton with Spectrum Paint Company. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm good. How about you, sir?
Good.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Ryan, take a moment and tell everybody about Spectrum Paint.
Well, I want to introduce myself. My name is Ryan Felton. I'm an account manager with the Spectrum Paint Company. We have 5 locations in the Lowcountry. We've been established in the Lowcountry since 2012. I would like to put some addresses out there, of course. Mm-hmm. And I just want to talk a little bit about our business. We provide coatings in regards to anything, obviously, but automotive, so industrial, commercial, residential. We are the biggest Ben Moore and PPG provider in the country. We have 85 stores nationwide. Like I said, 5 here locally. We definitely are service oriented. That's mm-hmm. that's where our main focus is. We have a lot of knowledge in the store. So if anybody has any questions in regards to any paint projects coming up, please feel free to reach out to those locations, and we'd be glad to help you.
Well, probably one of the biggest questions that our listeners have is why go to an independent paint store like Spectrum Paints versus maybe just going to the big box store mm-hmm. and buying something off the shelf?
Well, it's based on that service. Also, we have the freedom to supply any kind of things that we don't normally have on the shelves. We are able to get our hands on those. It's a fallacy that we are not as competitive in regards to price and, you know, along those lines. We definitely have the ability to grab what you need in a timely fashion. Our delivery service is something that we stand by as well. We don't have a minimum on anything. So it's one of those pinpoints that I just want to make sure your listeners know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and delivery service, I can imagine that would be very, very popular with the paint contractors mm-hmm. because it's usually our office is right near Spectrum Paints, your downtown location, and I see lots of paint contractors' trucks parked out there in the morning, so they're all grabbing the paint that they need, the supplies they need from Spectrum, before they head to the job. But then they get to the job and they realize they needed whatever.
That's exactly where we want that phone call to come to us. We want to make sure that we get it there. And, you know, that's something that we pride ourselves on.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have been a customer of Spectrum Paints, and probably one of the biggest things that I would say is, like for example, Charleston Green. I think if you walked mm-hmm. into a big box store and said, I want some Charleston Green paint, they'd look at you funny. But, of course, you know exactly what Charleston
Green is. Of course. Anything in regards to the historical colors that have been in the South, you know, industry is something that we have full knowledge of. I don't need to get into too much detail, but there's a couple different Charleston Greens out there. There's a standard. There's a couple other ones. But most of them are the dark green. If you're looking at it straight on, it's almost black. And if the sun hits it just right, you'll see that green pop out to you. But it's, you know, it's a very popular color that is, you know, going to be longstanding, I'm sure, for...
Mm-hmm. You know, the other thing is, you know, Spectrum Paints sells some specialty paints that people may not be household names, but for instance, when I wanted to paint our front and back porches and the steps Charleston green, mm-hmm. and I remember I went into Spectrum Paints and told you folks exactly what I was doing. It's gonna go on the exterior. It's gonna be on porch floors. And I want it to be Charleston green. And you directed me to a brand that I had never really heard of, but you said, you know, these our paint contractors use this all mm-hmm. the time downtown, and they wouldn't be repeat customers with that brand if it wasn't performing well.
Yeah, that is an actual Benmore product. It's an industrial enamel.
Oh, okay.
And that product has been used on the downtown decks among other substrates for a long time. As far as I know, mm-hmm. I've only been in the industry for about 5 years, but once I know what needs to be on what, That's how we usually go about doing that.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to painting your house, the exterior, or maybe just a room inside, I've always heard never skimp on the paint. Don't buy cheap paint because the cost of the project to paint is the amount that you're going to spend on the paint to do a project is minuscule compared
Correct.
To all the effort and time.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, the one thing you definitely want to consider is longevity. Quality of paint is a huge deal. You can go buy a can for anywhere from 10 to 20 bucks. It'll get you there, but after a while, you're going to find that it's going to chalk off. There's other things that are involved with that as well, but the more premium you go, the longer lasting mm-hmm. effect you're going to have, especially with color retention and in regards to exterior. There's a lot of sun beating going on in the low country, and you want the best product to be put on that substrate to hold off the longest.
Yeah, a funny story comes to mind. I was driving my oldest daughter to soccer practice one day, and we passed by the Habitat for Humanity store. They had a sign out front that said free paint. And my daughter said, "Daddy, free paint." And I just had to laugh and explain to her that, you get what you pay for.
There's a little bit of knowledge that I want to drop on you. Mm-hmm. We provide some of our mistints to the Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, okay.
And that's not necessarily saying that it's bad quality. Sometimes okay. there's premium products that we just mistinted.
Yeah.
And we'll donate them to that cause and keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's awful nice. It's nice to know that Spectrum Paint is doing that kind of thing. Well, why does Spectrum Paint have so many locations? I know that's a silly question. I know it's convenience, but it's also convenience for the paint contractors.
Correct.
And you folks do a lot of business with paint contractors, which says a lot.
Yes, as far as our locations, we're not going to be on every corner like some of our competitors are on.
Mm-hmm.
But we definitely have the knowledge in store. So there's not a point in time where you can go in that store and somebody won't get you an answer that you need. In regards to locations, we have locations in the place that they are for a reason, and that's basically part of its convenience. Others are where there's a lot of business going on that could be had.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to talk about locations, I do have five in the area. There's one downtown on Morrison Drive. That's 1063 Morrison Drive. You can go and see Woody there. He's a good guy. He'll get you the answers you need.
That's the downtown location.
That's correct. And there's one in Somerville. The manager there is Gary Sharpie, and that's 216 North Main Street. We also have two in Mount Pleasant, one on Coleman Boulevard, and one at South Morgan's Point Road. And we also have one on John's Island in the Bylow Shopping Center. And I just want to reiterate that there's no place we won't go.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we stand by, and we will get it to you if you need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another thing that you're going to experience when you go to Spectrum Paints, be prepared because as soon as you tell them what you are doing, what kind of project you have, be ready for lots of questions.
That's exactly right. We want to know as much as we can before we offer you a product, to make everybody happy. We don't want any problems that we, if we don't ask a question, there might be a foreseeable problem down the road. We want to make sure that we cover all those areas before we offer a product to you.
Right, and you definitely don't see that at the big box store. They're pretty much order takers. They're gonna, sell you whatever you pull off the shelf there.
And I don't want to put a wrench in anybody's tire, but like I said, our service, our knowledge is where we shine the most. That's where most of our business, repetitive business, comes from.
We're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you, Benjamin Moore is a premium paint, and why do so many paint contractors insist on using Benjamin Moore?
Well, there's a few things there. In regards to the quality of paint, the colorants that they use in the Benmore products, it's a proprietary product, and it's something to where as they make that exclusively for their products, and it's again, it goes back to the color retentiveness. It goes back to, you know, quality. It's all about quality. Mm-hmm. Now
they know it's going to last, and they don't want callbacks too.
Correct. It's something. It's a brand name, so you're buying into a brand name, and we stand behind that brand name, mm-hmm. Along with PPG. PPG is another fantastic company that provides great products. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of industrial and commercial products that we lean towards on those types of jobs. Mm-hmm. But great products. If you have any questions, please feel free to come down to the store, call the store, and we'll take care of you.
All right, good deal. And just remember, don't buy your paint at a big box store. Go to a specialty retailer like Spectrum Paints to get a premium paint for your next project. All right, Ryan, well, we have been... Owen, what's the website for Spectrum Paint Company?
It is www.spectrumpaint.com.
All right, spectrumpaint.com. And we've been talking to Ryan Felton with Spectrum Paint Company. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Lowcountry Tile Contractors, and they are located in West Ashley at 1989 Dulcie Road, and Dulcie Road runs between Sam Rittenberg Boulevard and Savannah Highway, just off of Orleans Road. And now we're talking with JB with Mosquito Joe. How you doing, JB?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Sure. JB, take a moment, tell everybody about Mosquito Joe.
Yeah, Mosquito Joe, we're a mosquito, flea, and tick control company based here in the Lowcountry, locally owned, locally operated. You can find us at our website, charleston.mosquitojoe.com. You can always give us a call at the office, 843-628-7788.
Gotcha. So, Mosquito Joe, you help homeowners eradicate mosquitoes around their house. How does Mosquito Joe's system work?
That's a great question, one we get very often. The first thing to keep in mind is mosquito control is a process. There's not a one-shot answer to it. It's really about minimizing the bugs in your yard and being able to provide you an opportunity to enjoy your home without getting inundated by the bugs. So what we do is we come out, our guys have backpack sprayers. They're going to focus on two main areas, what we call mosquito habitats. That's going to be like your shrubs, your bushes, foliage, areas of standing water, and then what we call high traffic areas. That's going to be areas right around your home, porches, doorways, patios, areas like that.
Gotcha. And where do the mosquitoes hang out? Where is their habitat? You mentioned the shrubs and hedges and basically any place where there's shade, right?
Sure. So mosquitoes are very susceptible to both wind and sunlight. So they're going to find areas where they can stay shielded from both of those. They do what we call loafing throughout the day. So they're going to hang out on the undersides of vegetation. They're going to hang out under stairwells if there's areas to vegetation there, organic matter. Basically areas where they can stay protected until they're ready to come out and feed on us, mm-hmm. steal our blood. Right. Yeah.
And Mosquito Joe, how does your system work? Do your technicians use sprayers in the field?
They do. So every property is unique. That's really true. It could be... Even if your house and yard seem the same to you, it could be totally different feeling to mosquitoes. So the mosquito populations tend to be very localized. With that in mind, our technicians are going to come and they're going to do a walkthrough before they ever begin treating your property at all. They're going to walk around. They're going to look for hot spots where they know mosquitoes are going to be most likely to inhabit. And it's really mosquito control is about more than just getting rid of the adult bugs. The adult bugs are the ones that we feel, the ones that bite us, the ones that we notice. But the source of your mosquitoes, the elimination of that is really where we come in. That's going to be like the eggs, the larva, the continuing issues with mosquitoes are going to come from there. And that's what a lot of homeowners struggle with. When they try to treat for mosquitoes themselves, they're able to get rid of their bugs for about a week or so. What's happening is they're able to eliminate the adult bugs, but they're not really able to eliminate the source of the bugs. Mm-hmm. So that's where a professional service like us comes in. We live in this world. We're used to dealing with kind of the nitty-gritty of bugs and the nastier side of it. So once they do their walkthrough, they'll begin the treatment. Primarily, they're going to use backpack sprayers. That's going to allow us to have a very targeted approach. Let's say you have an area where you have beehives on your property, or you have nice flowering rose bushes with butterflies and what we call friendly pollinators. Because of the tools and the equipment that we use, we're able to still get great protection against the bugs you don't want while protecting and insulating the bugs that we all do want, mm-hmm. and keep everybody on the same path there.
Are the Mosquito Joe technicians also looking for places where mosquitoes can breed on that homeowner's property?
Absolutely. So breeding grounds, what we call source hunting, essentially the source of those bugs, the eggs and the larvae, and the breeding grounds. Primarily, when people think about breeding grounds, they think about what are called container mosquitoes. So you hear the example, people say things like mosquitoes can breed in an area as small as a bottle cap of water. And that's true. Unfortunately for us in the Lowcountry, we've got dozens of different kinds of mosquitoes here, and not all of them are going to be as clean and simple as that. We've got mosquitoes that can lay eggs in damp soil, in mud, in tidal areas, marshlands, any of that. And so our guys are trained, and we spend a lot of time focusing on those source areas so that we can spend our time efficiently on your property and eliminate those areas. In addition to the backpack sprayers, we'll also use hand pumps when needed, and we have some great granular products that we can put down in those areas. They're water-soluble, they're a natural product, and they're going to inhibit any sort of eggs and larvae from mosquitoes from being able to proliferate in those areas.
What if you have a neighbor who is not a Mosquito Joe customer? Are those mosquitoes on their property just going to kind of come over to your property?
They may come over from time to time. That's what we call transient mosquitoes. The idea behind what we do at the most basic level with the barrier spray is that we're going to create an area within your yard that is not conducive to mosquitoes being able to establish their habitats or spend time. So while we can, unless you're very lucky, maybe never eliminate you ever seeing a mosquito, we can eliminate the areas where mosquitoes are going to be able to establish their breeding grounds. So even if a neighbor's mosquito comes into your yard, they're just going to pass through. They're going to recognize that area is not a good spot for them, and they're going to keep on moving. Mm-hmm. So even if you're the only house on your block getting mosquito control, you can definitely still get a great result with us.
I was surprised to learn that mosquitoes can breed in like salt marshes and salt water, and a lot of people live on marsh property. And so how do you eradicate that?
Yeah, absolutely. So this goes back to the idea of the barrier spray. We get mosquitoes around here. Some people call them salt marsh mosquitoes. There's a couple of different species that fall within that area. Primarily, they're going to breed in those damp, kind of mushy parts. So by establishing the barrier at the edges of your property, it's going to discourage mosquitoes from coming into that area. And if they do come in there, they're going to find it inhospitable for them. So even if you live right along the marshland, we have great natural products that we can use even along the marsh. They're going to still be effective against the bugs, but they're not going to be a danger to any sort of aquatic life, reptiles, amphibians, anything like that. So again, this goes back to being able to be very targeted and focus on the biting insects we want to eliminate and still preserving the other creatures around that we all care about.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine a lot of Mosquito Joe customers, those folks have kids and pets. How do you handle that?
Sure. So for us, it's as simple as giving us a little bit of time to get our job done. So we just recommend if you can have everybody out of the yard while we do the treatment. For an average property, that only takes about 15, 20 minutes. And then give it about 30 minutes to let everything dry. Once everything's dry, everybody's good to go back out, live their life as they would, hopefully with a lot less bugs.
And if there is a problem, how does Mosquito Joe handle that if they're starting to see a flare-up or something like that?
Sure. So we see what we call a spike in the mosquito pressure. Mosquito pressure is just an industry term to really mean the amount of bugs in the area. So when the pressure goes up, that just means there's more bugs around, and it's going to happen from time to time. Hurricane season, particularly the latter end around the Lowcountry, is a great example of this. By no fault of our technicians or a homeowner being negligent on their property, they can start to see an increase in bugs. As long as you're sticking with what we recommend, which for most properties is a three-week maintenance program, that's us coming back every 3 weeks. If you have issues in between those treatments, just give us a call, let us know. We'll get a technician back out to treat your property at no charge. And we really have great results with all sorts of different types of properties, everything from small lots downtown with neighbors almost right on top of each other to larger rural properties, even out in Hollywood and Ravenel, where they've got acres and acres of land around them. The barrier system is still a very effective way to treat for bugs.
And I know it's still warm weather out there, but are we almost finished with mosquito season?
You know, we're getting there. I don't know if you look at it as fortunately or unfortunately.
It is fall.
Yeah, it is fall. It is fall. You're absolutely right. You know, for us, historically, mosquitoes are going to stick around the low country until about Thanksgiving, first part of December. They're going to stay active until temperatures are consistently below about 50 to 55 degrees. And once that starts to happen, then the female mosquitoes, which are the ones that actually take our blood, they're going to start to become less active. And once they start to become less active, they'll start to reduce the amount of times they take blood meals, aka biting us. And so once that starts to happen, everything's going to start to slow down. Mosquitoes don't really hibernate. They do go into a suspended energy state called diapause. Basically, it just means they conserve their energy as much as they can while the temperatures are cold. And for us, I mean, you know, it's still well into the high 80s and even the low 90s in October. We've got another 7, maybe even 8 weeks of active mosquito season here. So don't think you're out of the woods yet. It's still very much mosquito season. So if you're still dealing with it, let us know.
And how can folks get a hold of Mosquito Joe?
Absolutely. So any time of day, you can visit us on our website, charleston.mosquitojoe.com. You can always give us a call at the office, 843-628-7788. If you happen to miss us in the office, just leave us a voicemail. We'll have somebody get back to you as soon as we can. And other than that, we are on social media as well. You can check us out on Mosquito Joe of Charleston at Facebook. And then also we have an Instagram page as well, Mosquito Joe of Charleston. So we're all over. You know, give us a call. We'd love to help you out. It's still a very new industry for a lot of people, so we love a chance to show you how we can get rid of your bugs and make your yard a more enjoyable place.
All right, good deal. Well, we've been talking with JB with Mosquito Joe. Thanks so much, JB.
Thanks, Ed.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Low Country Tile Contractors. They're located at 1989 Dulcie Road in West Ashley. And now we're talking with Ginger Summers with the Treehouse on Johns Island. How you doing, Ginger?
Doing great. How are you, Tim?
Good. Ginger, take a moment and tell everybody about the Treehouse on Johns Island.
Well, we started actually 6 years ago, September. Mm-hmm. We just celebrated our six-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
And thank you. And part of our thing that we like to do is have special products to offer our customers that you can't find in the big box stores, stuff that's unique and beautiful. Mm-hmm. And can really add some special touches to your home. Mm-hmm. We do home decor. So, you know, we have indoor stuff as well as outdoor stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think if you visited my shop, you would see that it's pretty unique stuff and pretty special.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of people have driven by the Treehouse on Johns Island. It's on Main Road, isn't
correct?
It? And
uh-huh.
And you have that big yard outside with lots and lots of oversized planters, lots of pottery. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we carry most of my product is imported, and I pick all of my pieces myself, and I tend to have some pretty good taste, so I bring in some really gorgeous stuff, and most of my product is probably from Vietnam, some of it's from Turkey, Italy, places overseas, but most of it's imported. I have about maybe 12 to 14 companies that I deal with that pulls in the product from overseas. And so we do, of course, the pottery, large and small, have all sizes, indoor and outdoor planting, And then I also carry the fountains. Mm-hmm. I've got several companies that I buy from the fountains, and I carry a very small amount on my yard to show, mm-hmm. but I can get all kinds of stuff that I don't show on my yard. But
I bet those fountains are very popular because people love the sound of trickling water. It's so peaceful.
They are, and they're very calming. They're great for garden settings and even interior. We carry a lot of the little small fountains that can be used inside your home as well.
Do those require professional installation, or can you do it yourself?
The smaller ones you can do it yourself. Very simple. The larger ones, we do deliver and install. The local area, Charleston, Somerville, James Island, Kiowa, Seabrook, we deliver and don't charge a fee for that delivery.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell our listeners about some of the more popular products that you're finding homeowners choosing at the treehouse.
Well, probably one of our largest sellers is our wind chimes. We carry really massive wind chimes that we get from Austin, Texas. So they're U.S.-made products, and that's something else I do. I try to carry as much U.S.-made as I can. The wind chimes are made of aluminum alloy. The largest set that I have is 14 feet long, 200 pounds, and it's wow. Absolutely gorgeous. I've got those hanging in my big tree that's on my yard to show. And there's three large sets like that. The next one down is 9.5 feet long and 100 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're both basses. There's another bass, and then we have the tenor, alto, soprano, mezzo, smaller sets. And then there's a Westminster that only has four chimes. It's pretty fantastic as well.
Does it take a lot of wind to make those chime?
No, they have pretty good size flappers on them.
Oh, okay.
That catch the wind. Mm-hmm. And so they're pretty awesome as far as the sound goes.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't take much to move them.
Nice. You know, we have the holidays coming up, so I would imagine a lot of people will find some great gift ideas at the treehouse on John's Island.
Very good point. We have a lot of really, really nice, very unique gift products. Gosh, I can't even start to think. Let's see. We carry local artist things like the sweetgrass baskets. We have artwork, birdhouses and bird feeders that are made in North Carolina that are made of PVC wood and copper, so they'll last for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I have some awesome weather vanes that are very unique, copper. I've got some of the largest fire pits in my shop that you'll find that are imported from Turkey that are made of copper and steel, and they're absolutely phenomenal. Smaller items like, I don't know if your customers have heard or your listeners have heard or not, the Charleston hookers that are made here locally that are grilling tools.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really nice gift items. We sell Habersham candles, different types of the Lifetime candles that are paraffin oil that are absolutely beautiful, that last forever, and they're made in USA. I have outdoor pillows and a lot of floral items, the silk florals that you go into some stores these days and they're really cheap and awful looking.
Mm-hmm.
Mine are hand-picked. I make sure that I choose all of my stuff myself, and it's good quality product. Mm. And most of my silk florals look almost real.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of them look real. So I just picked up a line of outdoor furniture that's made of recycled plastic that is some of the most comfortable outdoor furniture that I've sat in. It took me 5 years to find a company that I would even bother carrying, but they are extremely comfortable, and I'm starting to sell that stuff really well because all you got to do is sit in it, see how comfortable it is, and it's perfect for outdoor. Doesn't fade, the sun doesn't fade, it's great stuff. Also have indoor and outdoor rugs that are made of recycled plastic that are gorgeous styles and colors, and I keep a real good selection of those in my shop. Some local artwork. I've got photography on canvas, and I've got some renditions from local artists of like the angel oak tree, wildlife, and stuff like that. That's really nice gifts as well.
Nice.
So have a really, really nice a range of gifting products. And I will be honest with you, most of the people that come in my shop want it for themselves.
Yeah,
because it's really gorgeous, beautiful stuff. I'll tell you, a lot of my stuff you might think, you know, is for a shop for women, but men love my shop.
Mm-hmm.
They love the fire pits, the pottery, the grilling tools. They love the uniqueness of my shop. I also have these, what we call crazy birds, that are made in Indonesia. They use automobile paint to paint these guys, so they weather very well outside, but they're precious. They're big, and they're really cool.
Nice.
You got to see them to appreciate them.
Well, I think you nailed it with that one word, unique. And you know, I guess that's like a really big faux pas to show up at a party and two women are wearing the same dress, for example. You know, when you're shopping for some of these items that you've just mentioned for your yard or even inside your house. You know, you don't want your friends or neighbors to be like, oh, you got that at the big box store or whatever. You know, this is, you want them to be asking you, where did you get that? So that they're going to want to get it for themselves.
Right. And that happens a lot. And we get a lot of our customers are really, really pleased with what they get. They'll always shoot us back a picture and show us how good it looks.
Well, how can folks get more information about the treehouse?
Well, we do have a website that I need to work on, so I wouldn't ask them to necessarily go to the website right now. Our phone number is 843-209-3335. We are on Facebook, honestly, I'd love for them to just come by the shop and see for themselves, because when you drive by, mostly what you see is going to be pottery, but there's so much more.
And what's the address of your shop?
It's 849 Main Road on Johns Island.
Okay.
Across the street from the Stono Market, which a lot of people are familiar with the Stono Market.
Get some lunch at Stono Market and then come on over and visit the treehouse.
It's amazing the number of people that's how they plan their day.
Right. So. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Ginger Summers with the treehouse. Thanks so much, Ginger.
You're welcome. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Robert Lulla with the Southern Style Now Festival. How you doing, Robert?
I'm well. I'm so proud to be here. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Robert, take a moment and tell our listeners about the Southern Style Now Festival, which is coming to Charleston in November.
I'd be pleased to. Yes, so we are basically taking over the town. It's the Southern Style Now Festival, November 1st through 4th. It's just going to be a round of panel discussions and keynotes, speeches and booze and food, and it's going to be a disgraceful time in the Holy City.
And who would want to come to some of the events that are being curated by the Southern Style Now Festival?
Anyone who is an interior designer or a design aficionado, or just anyone who is tuned into the conversation of how to make your home beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And the Southern Style Now Festival is in its third year, is
our
that right?
Third year, that's right. And we've been moving around. The first year was, I guess, keeping ahead of the law. Our first year was in New Orleans, second year in Savannah, and now we're here in Charleston. I think we're going to stay here in Charleston because everybody's treated us so nice.
Wow, that's great. I was just thinking about before the interview about how it's so much work to kind of bring everybody up to speed, and then by the time it happens, you move on to another city, but you're actually thinking about keeping it here.
That's right, absolutely, because, you know, we want to build momentum, and nobody's going to treat us nicer than the people in Charleston have treated us. The people at the city, Doug Warner, at the CVB, everybody's been incredibly supportive. So we're bringing in about 100 speakers. Mm-hmm. So it's a huge, it's like a military installation.
Wow, that's great. Well, talk about your background a little bit and how the Southern Style Now Festival came to be.
Absolutely. So my background is in publishing. I was an editor in New York City for many years. I was the editor-in-chief of a decorating publication called Domino, which is a Condé Nast magazine. And in that capacity, I toured around and went to lots of different events in other parts of the country. One in particular called Legends of La Cienega, which is a great event in Los Angeles. And what I loved about it was a national event, but it was also very local. And it supported all the local businesses. And I thought, well, you know, heck, we should have something like this in the South. After all, we are the greatest consumers of you know, fabrics and flooring and furniture. And we make all of it here in North Carolina. You know, as you well know, and so why don't we celebrate our local designers, our local shops, our local design studios? So that was the ambition, and we've been quite successful in it. We've had the best names in the entire business, the legendary interior designers, and fashion designers, and culinary artists, and it's a broader lifestyle platform now than it was at the beginning of it. I'm really, really proud of it. It's the best of the South.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and great publication, Domino Magazine. I think I had mentioned to you a few months ago that Charleston Home and Design Magazine, we'd been around a few years, and I happened to pick up a Domino Magazine. I was like, hey, we're doing what they're doing.
I saw that too. I absolutely saw that. The DNA is in your publication. I see that.
Well, just and I guess sort of helping readers connect the dots between seeing like a beautiful room or a beautiful house, and then being able to tell them where you can get that look yourself, mm-hmm. by shopping for those particular products. And that's what Domino is famous for.
Absolutely. It's also, the publication was always about giving people the guts, you know, like to say, go for it, do it yourself. You know, you can do so much of it yourself. You have confidence in your taste and, mm-hmm. and capabilities.
We'll talk about some of the specific events that you're looking forward to the most for the Southern Style Now Festival. And what are the dates again?
November 1st through 4th. And you can see us at southernstylenow.com if you have any questions about the schedule. I would say I'm most proud and excited about talking to this wonderful lady, Patricia Altschul, who is a local, mm-hmm. of yours. I don't know if you watch that show, Southern Charm. It's one of the biggest shows in the country, and it's all out of your city. And
she's been on our cover.
Has she? Uh-huh. I bet she has, because you were an enterprising journalist. But she has been so marvelous to us. She's been a fairy godmother of the festival, and she's giving a keynote talk with her great friend Caroline Rome, and she's bringing Michael the Butler to make martinis during the talk, so everybody will get nice and sauced, which is always makes for a good time. And it's just going to be a really good talk. It's going to take place on November the 2nd and at the Riviera Theater. We're going to have fun.
Very good, very good. What are some of the other events that are taking place?
Well, I'm really proud of a lot. I mean, one of the things at your wonderful shop, Hampton Clothing on King Street, there's going to be a wonderful talk about Southern fashion with a lady named Ann Mashburn, who probably owns like the chicest boutique in the South in Atlanta called Sid and Ann Mashburn. And then your own Susan Walker, who owns Ibu Movement, which is this fashion company out of Charleston that has taken over the country. And like Ali McGraw designed a line for them. and it's really chic. So we're going to have a great conversation about the really exciting fashion movement that's happening out of the South. But, you know, there's just going to be a lot of fun stuff, too. Like, we're going to take a plantation tour and low country cooking demonstrations and monogramming lessons and a pub crawl and all sorts of really fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's also a show house.
A show house, that's right. You know, there's so much going on. Yeah, sponsored by Traditional Home Magazine, and it's going to run from November the 1st through December the 7th, which I keep calling Pearl Harbor Day, but nobody even knows when Pearl Harbor Day is anymore, which is shocking.
Generation, they don't.
Shocking, I know. And it's at 36 Hazel Street, which I have learned is not Hassle Street. I learned that the hard way. And it is, we've renovated a 19th century row house. 20 of the best designers in the South have done this, and it's really going to be a sight to behold. It's going to be gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. And all of the different events are ticketed events, right?
That's right. Okay. That's right. You can buy one ticket for everything at southernstylenow.com.
Mm-hmm. And what was the genesis of the Southern Style Now Festival? I mean, I guess we live in the South. We take it for granted, but. Is the South influencing, how is the South influencing the rest of the country?
That's a great question. Well, I had this epiphany, which is that if you name the very greatest American designers of all time, people like Nancy Lancaster and Bunny Williams and Charlotte Moss and Albert Hadley and Richard Keith Langham and really the kind of like gold star, you know, people of all time, they're also all Southerners. And I had this epiphany that Southern design is American design. It's not just a kind of regional offshoot of great American design. It is great American design. And that is something that ought to be celebrated. We are the trendsetters for the whole nation in terms of, I mean, we lead this conversation. I mean, Southerners entertain and live in their homes in a way that other people throughout the country just do not.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with the Architectural Digest home design show in Manhattan?
I am indeed. It's a great show.
I've been to that several times, and you know, one of my takeaways is they always have very, very talented speakers and you know, top industry experts that are delivering different talks and seminars and so forth. And I would almost compare what you're doing here with the Southern Style Now Festival to the Architectural Digest show, and you don't have to fly to Manhattan for that. It's coming right here to Charleston.
Thank you. We actually have a great editor from Architectural Digest, the executive editor, a fellow named Shax Riegler, who wrote a wonderful book called Dish about tableware. It's kind of a definitive work on. He actually has a PhD in tableware, but we have editors from Architectural Digest and all of the major publications. It's a really great, if you want to meet editors for major publications, it's a great mm-hmm. event to attend. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about the Southern Style Now Festival?
Go to southernstylenow.com. We'll have everything you need to know right there.
Very good. southernstylenow.com. And the festival's taking place November
1st through 4th across the city.
Across the city, and then the show house is open
From November the 1st through Pearl Harbor Day, which is December 7th, and you'll be able to buy tickets there for that too.
Wonderful. Well, we have been talking with Robert Lulla with the Southern Style Now Festival. Thanks so much, Robert.
It's a pleasure. Talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com, home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.